You said that you were involved in the Kennedy campaign.
Yes, yes.
Did you do much volunteer work of that nature?
No, not a great deal. I did for Kennedy. I was not so much pro-Kennedy. In fact, when I started, I wasn't at all. In fact, I didn't think he could win. I didn't think a Catholic could win. But I was so anti-Nixon. Being a Californian, I was an anti-Nixon person of very long standing, because I can remember the Helen Gahagan Douglas campaign that he did conducted so in such an underhanded way. But anyway, and at that time, we had just come here, and I was, it was our second year we were here, and the only thing I really could do was what I know how to do, which is write. I mean, I wasn't interested in stuffing envelopes, and I felt I could make a contribution, and I was publicity director of State Citizens for Kennedy, which was not the, there were two organizations involved with the Kennedy campaign. That was one, and then there was one that Pat Lucy was the head of, and that wasn't the same one. Anyway, I've always I've always had difficulty with volunteerism because, at least when I was expected to contribute what I do for a living for free, I've never liked to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think I've always considered it exploitive, which, of course, later on the women's movement took that up. But so I haven't done much of that at all.
Did you participate in other organizations?
Just professional women in communications. I've done some things with them. I'm not much on clubs or mm-hmm. organizations.
What about
I belong to a lot, but I don't necessarily do anything.
Mm-hmm. You belong to University League?
Lately I rejoined it, yeah. It was a long time when I didn't belong. But I did work on it. Do we have that on the tape? No. I was in Newcomers. I was involved in the, there was some kind of a big fight that I don't remember.
We do have that,
okay. Mm-hmm. I was on, then I went on in, it must have been the late 60s or early 70s. I was on the University League Board. I was program mm-hmm. chairman.
But in between time you were not?
I was a member, but I was not. Mm-hmm. Working at it, yeah. I was a member on it all pretty much all those years. Maybe a few years when I was working and I absolutely couldn't, on the State Journal, maybe I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that. But I was on the board, and it was at that time that the women's movement was just starting up. And that was a very interesting experience because one group of young women wanted to start an interest group, a league interest group on women's issues, and it made for it upset most of the board, shall we say, and they had visions of these women marching down to the Capitol and burning bras or protesting something, and they were very worried that their tax exempt status might be in danger because these women might end up lobbying or something, and they're not allowed to lobby. Lynn Sten was on the board at that time with me, and she and I, you know, she and I couldn't see any problem with this, except and these women did start it, and I went to most of all of their meetings, and very upsetting to most of the women on the board was the fact that one of their meetings involved inviting representatives of both gay rights and lesbian rights to their meeting to talk to them, and that was that was really pretty upsetting in the early 70s with that group. But after Ghana, after I came back from Ghana, I didn't belong to it for a very long time because the programs just didn't seem to me to be, it didn't appeal to me personally. Mm-hmm. And I felt time had sort of passed the organization by. Of course, I'm not involved. I wasn't involved much in volunteer work, and some of the best parts of the league, their volunteerism with Madison friends, foreign students, and working at the hospital and the docents at the LVM. I just never did, so I didn't belong for quite a while, but I did recently rejoin.
Mm-hmm. What are they doing now?
Oh, they have some interest. The speakers seem to be more concerned with things that I find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're having these series of brown bag lunches where once a month or every 6 weeks or so they have somebody talking about a subject that I thought the program looked interesting. It was one on marital reform and medical problems with or women getting medical treatment, and their first meeting was Dr. Smith, who's doing this big project on osteoporosis, which I'm getting that age where I'm starting to think about it, and it just seemed a little more relevant to me,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
I joined again this year.
Does your husband belong to any organizations, or two of you together?
Beyond the Unitarian Church,
mm-hmm.
not together. He belongs to the Academy, which is this group of town and gown group of men, meets have speakers, but no, he's not a club person either.
Mm-hmm.
We don't play golf or play bridge either, so that
well,
there are things
we
don't belong to.
That's right. You can only do so much. So have you been pretty much satisfied with your life, your management, your goals yet that you?
Well, I've felt it lately, being in a rut. Last year, this time Bill had a fantastic offer at University of Washington, which we really, really, really did consider very, very, very hard, and almost took. And I guess I was in favor because it was a great way to shake us up. This will be our 25th year here, and just sometimes lethargy sets in, you know, and I don't move on things the way I might have at an earlier time, and that would have forced you to, you know, to,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't, and I've tried to, we both agreed that you can shake up your life here if you really set out to do it, and we did some things like with the house this last year and redecorating the house, which we'd been putting off for 20 years. And, you know, it's one way of, and that, believe me, that shook us up financially as well as as far as our comfort goes, because it was a long process and very disruptive, you know, of your life when something like that happens. And, you know, I think about doing some other things, which I certainly plan to do when I get around to it. But I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were reminiscing about the houses, and I asked her if she could remember anybody who was really happy there, you know, really
in university houses
when we were first there 25 years ago. She said that's a good question. She thought about it for a long time. She said, well, is anyone really ever completely happy? And it's a very good answer, I
mm-hmm.
thought.
Mm-hmm.
And
you care to say what some of these things are that you
what
would like to do?
That I'd like to do? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, I'm not really sure what they are. That's the big problem. Oh, you mean what, like to shake myself up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, I want to, I was going to learn to play bridge. That was one thing, because I thought, well, you know, retirement is not that far in the future, or at least it's within sight on the horizon, and I had seen something on one of the morning news programs that I watch while I'm doing my Jane Fonda in the morning, and it was Kitty Carlisle speaking of her childhood, and her father died when she was about 11 or 12 or so, and he had had money, and then they had no money at all. But her statement was, my mother was a great bridge player, and that was an entree into all sorts of places, because wherever you went, they always needed a fourth for bridge. And I thought, well, that would be a good thing to do. And, you know, just silly things like that that I've just never gotten around
mm-hmm.
to, always thought I'd like to do
right.
and never
right.
never quite done it.
Never had
and
time,
yeah.
perhaps.
Yeah, yeah, or the inclination as far as that goes, but.
Getting back to this offer you had, or your husband had in Washington, what made you decide to stay here?
Well, actually, it would have meant that he went back into administration and he decided when the mm-hmm. chips were down, and even though the money was, you know, there, he really prefers being a professor. That suits him very well, and he's very productive, and has always been productive, and intends to be productive. And we have, you know, we all have faculty friends who taper off, shall we say, as time goes by, but he hasn't. And
does that mean that you will continue to write too even when you retire?
Well, yeah. Oh, I fully expect that. Yeah,
that both of you will.
I'm sure he will, and I know that I'll be helping him on it. We've both mm-hmm. been each other's editors all along. He edits me and I edit him, so it's been very close. And I expect that that will continue, yeah. I don't know how much writing I'll do. I feel the need right now to do a little, to coast a little bit and kind of get rejuvenated and do a little more thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I've been doing, not writing as much.